Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Now Playing. And we're walking through a couple of different films. We were looking at Young Woman in the Sea this past Sunday. Young Woman in the Sea is a great movie. Didn't make a big box office sort of splash, but it's definitely what I would recommend. It's the true story of Trudy Ederle, who was a daughter of German immigrants in the early 20th century and the first woman to cross the English Channel, to swim across the English Channel. And this 35-mile trek across really cold waters, battling jellyfish, and there are sharks in the English Channel, and there were mines left. I was reading about it later that sea mines left over from World War I are in the English Channel. Frigid temperatures, 6-foot waves. I mean, just an incredible story of perseverance. This is what struck me. It was an incredible story of perseverance, but also an incredible story of community. On her attempt to do it, the first time she tries, she's got a coach who is dead set kind of against her and kind of sabotages her attempt, at least in the movie. That's the way it's depicted. But the second time that she tries, she's got a coach who is for her. And she's got her sister on board and her dad on board. And, you know, her dad's having some trouble. Maybe he's always scared that she's gonna fail. But her sister is just there to encourage her every step of the way. At one point in time, actually jumps out of the water and swims with her to encourage her to keep going. And so it got me thinking about how these are just great pictures of the Christian life, of the need for perseverance and the need for community. Specifically, when we think about the Christian life, multiple times in the scriptures, it is depicted as a race, a long-distance race. Hebrews chapter 12, I took us there after the Hebrews 11 is called the Hall of Faith, and all these examples of people in the past who have trusted the Lord in the midst of difficult circumstances. It says, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set out before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So I reminded our folks on Sunday, I said, look, whether you like it or not, if you're a Christian, you're a distance athlete. Right? I know that's tough for all those who are sprinters, right? And then you like the shorter distance event, shorter events, but if you like it or not, you're a distance athlete when you're a Christian. You are signing up to follow Jesus, and that's a lifelong endeavor. But also highlighted just the need for community along the way. There's a passage just a chapter and a half before in Hebrews chapter 10 where the author of Hebrews first reminds us that we get to draw near to God with the full assurance of faith because of what Jesus has done for us. He is our great high priest. He is the perfect sacrifice in our place. Our consciences have been sprinkled clean by his blood. We've been washed clean by what he's done for us. And then it goes on in Hebrews 10:23 to say, we need to hold fast the confession of our faith, the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. That's that language of endurance again. But then it says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So I just wanted to remind us, just like in Trudy's race, she's got her coach there, she's got her team there, her sister there, just the boat going right beside her, encouraging her every step of the way. That is what you and I need in our lives. We need brothers and sisters around us doing that. And we are called to do that for others. And that's something I kind of pressed in a little bit on Sunday, was just to say, guys, it's easy for us to read that and go, okay, I want other people to do that for me. But really, as we are transformed by the gospel, as we realize what Christ has done for us, we are then called to go do that for others. The gospel transforms us from a me-first mentality to an others-first mentality. And the way we apply this into our lives is to go into Sunday mornings, into our life groups, into the workplace, into our families, amongst the brothers and sisters in Christ in relationship, and say, Lord, how can I serve others? How can I consider how to stir up my brothers and sisters to love and good works and to encourage them in the Lord? And so I want to encourage you today, you're listening right now, if the Lord brings someone to mind and you have an opportunity to shoot them a text and just say, hey, I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you, to encourage them, do that. If God has put someone on your mind, you reach out for coffee, reach out for that dinner, that connection. If it's in life group, if you've got an opportunity to serve, right, do so, not saying, hey, what am I going to get out of this? But Lord, how can I give here? How can I stir up someone else to love and good works? How can I encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ? Because the gospel transforms us again from the me first mentality to an others first mentality. And when you've got a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ with an others first mentality, that leads to wonderful community under the Lord. An others first mentality leads to wonderful community under the Lord. So I want to encourage you to apply that into your own life today as God gives you an opportunity to help spur others on and encourage them toward love and good works under the Lord. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done for us. God, help us to run the race set out for us. Help us to pursue you daily, to keep trusting you daily. And Father, will you give us the grace to help one another, to serve one another, and to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ in their walk with you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect, to pray, and then to put those things into action.